Surviving life.
Infatuation.
Yeah, not giving up. Fear.
It's gonna be okay.
Moving forward.
This isn't infatuation.
Continuing to go.
Love.
I know this is real.
Love.
Music.
Love.
Loyalty.
Love.
Has to
be. Infatuation.
Love.
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 Only me, you and I go where alone. Love the way your voice out on the telephone. Hate the way you fall away and you're at home. You should be with me right now.
Alright, we'll have the music playing in the background, but we're welcome to Carte Blanche Breakfast. We have some amazing people here today, and yeah, they're gonna do a little intro for us.
Okay, the intro is Carte Blanche Breakfast.
Very nice.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM, Charlie, Rune. Yeah, we got Isabella back. She's been a fan favorite for us. And we also have Liana. Liana, hey. Share a little bit about yourself.
You know, just happy to be here. Ate some breakfast before this.
That's huge. That's important.
Yeah, really.
Carte Blanche.
Carte Blanche.
Carte
breakfast.
Blanche style.
Threw the banana peel in the bushes on the way here.
Wow.
Yeah, big move.
Well, that's actually not a mean thing to do because...
That's
an animal is going to be happy.
Well, are they going to eat my peel?
Probably.
Do
those guys around here.
You don't know nothing about animals, dude.
Those guys around here. The local animals.
Those squirrels. They're really crazy.
I mean, if I walked past that thing on Saturday night at like 3 in the morning, I'm eating that banana peel.
You'd pick it up.
Dude, how crazy. Like,
you'd take a nibble off of it.
Like, I think I'm going to start going out with carrots because there are so many rabbits.
You know? So you're just gonna sit on the side of the road and feed them?
I don't know. Like there was one Saturday night I went out, and you know how there's all these speed traps around campus?
But you told me about that. I really want to do this. Continue.
There's like a, you know, there's like speed traps on the road where it's like you're going like X amount of miles per hour.
You like know? It tells your speed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those like signs.
So I was like on my way to like a party and. I passed one of these, and I was, like, by myself, and I spent an hour because I was convinced I could get 20 miles an hour.
So you just ran past it?
I kept running past it. And then someone came out of their house and, like, looked. It started staring at me, so then I just kept running by it. I was so humiliated. I was in, like, tight jeans, like a ripped shirt. I was like, this probably isn't the best.
So what'd you hit?
Like, 8. Like,
top speed.
Not
8.
Good. Not good at all.
Maybe that's what we should do after this.
Cal actually had an incredible time on that thing.
What do you get, 16 miles an hour?
It was like 24 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No shot.
Those are not
a car
accurate.
Was passing behind him.
But the car, I could tell the car was going
He was
like
running
23.
Faster than the car.
Yeah.
And he was going 24.
Yeah.
Big difference.
The car then swerved and crashed because of how fast Cal was going. Angus did the same, and Angus was incredibly slower.
Yeah, he's got slow boots.
I mean, he's a big boy. That's a lot to move.
Okay, so Isabella, you were supposed to call in last week.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
But you also have another, you were also taking an exam that you just, I was very confused about this.
So, during this time, I have an exam, but don't worry, I definitely called in still. I like snuck out, you know, went on the phone.
She did very well on that exam.
Did you not drop the class?
I did drop the class. Because
so, this is where I'm confused.
I'm supposed to be in that class right now.
I hadn't gone to like half of the classes because they're so boring. They're just like terrible. And I had a test before that test that was like more important, so I was like, oh, I'm just study for that one. And then I was like, I've never just taken a test without studying at all and just, like, see what happens, you know?
So she did.
So I did that. And it was, like, it wasn't terrible, but, like, to get an A, I would have had to, like...
study.
Like, get hundreds on the next two.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to, like, risk that because the class isn't that hard anyway. So I was like, I'll just take it later.
What class was it?
It's hard.
Biochem.
It's hard.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I studied for the test and I still didn't do that well. But I didn't study that much, so I guess I got what I deserved.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when it works like that?
I know. Ugh.
I always convince myself, like, even when I don't give myself enough time to study, when I walk in the test, I'm like, wow, you studied hard for this one. Like, you're whatever happens here, you got to be happy with what you did.
That's so the opposite of
what
that
is exactly what I do. I'm like, I know this information back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Then the first question, I'm like, accept this one. And then, and that next one.
Like, oh, this one I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually just had a psychology test. And that kind of happened to me where I even walked out of that test and I was with Cal. And I was like, Cal, like, I killed that thing. And Cal was like, I didn't. We get our test back like later that day. I was like jumping on it to like see it. And I didn't do bad, but like nothing's worse than that feeling of like, wow, like that's what I got. Huh?
Yeah.
Like right
it's
when
like
I
you
think,
almost wish you just failed it versus mm-hmm. like get a grade where you're like,
oh. I think that can translate to like other areas of life. Like right when you think you like really know something or like can trust something, that's when you really can't trust that you
like
know
the
that.
Coronavirus.
I feel like you're talking about an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right.
That is the only thing we talk about our car.
It happens to be her birthday today.
Does it?
No way.
Is it Elle's birthday?
No.
Trish's?
Wow, way to just shout all them out.
Sorry.
It's never really their birthday, but like I always just like act
it's
like it's
not really
birthday
their birthday.
So that I can text them happy birthday.
You text them happy birthday. It's not my birthday. Oh,
but
sorry.
I keep trying until I...
every day you text happy birthday until the one day.
Yeah, it's like, hey, happy birthday. Like, I hope everything's all right. Rune, you've sent this message the last like 25 days.
Just be like, is it working?
Yeah. So do you want to come back
care
yet?
Do you have any terrible, I think last time, you told a bad ex story, right, Isabella?
No, you guys just told your
no,
bad
yeah,
ex
story. She kind of pried us, and she told,
wait, what were your
she
bad
told
ex
Jacqueline's
story
for her.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Oh, the,
yeah, I... Or Jacqueline told hers.
Shout out to Jacqueline, who might be listening. Probably not.
Is Jacqueline, like, going to be okay with, like...
You know, we don't know. We're supposed to go visit
them. We're supposed to go to
spring break, and now everyone's
Spain.
Freaking out.
Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be freaking out?
I mean, I think I'll be okay at the end of the day.
I'm sure it'll be okay at the end of the day.
I think even if I get the coronavirus at the end, like, it'll be fine.
Well, your story today was you want the coronavirus because you need a break.
I do want the coronavirus. I don't...
You know, you can take a break without contracting a virus.
Yeah, that's one of those things where...
No, you can't.
That's one of those things where it's like, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wait.
Chuck, I'm knocking on wood for you.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
I did hear, and I've been an avid podcast listener this past week, which I'm so proud of myself for. I heard that if like you're, it's like if you're old.
Oh yeah,
if you have a bad immune system.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's if you're a man too, right?
Yep, old men are really the ones who have been
really
in it recently,
and people with autoimmune diseases. But everyone else,
they get everything anyway.
Flu.
So what?
It's
what?
Only like crazy because we don't know. Like it's new.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have like a bunch of vaccines for the flu.
They also said that like, this is a journalist's dream to where, like, they can report on so much. And then, I mean, ultimately what they do is, like, they're trying to, like, get, like, the newest story out. Mm-hmm. But instead of, like, getting the accurate information, they're more worried about, like, getting their story out. And then it's just creating, like, a huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But, I mean.
I mean, the most important thing is the markets are taking a beating because of the coronavirus.
The what?
The markets.
Oh.
Markets are
yeah
doing an absolute beating.
Charlie's a big market guy.
Yeah, let's talk about the stocks today. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the stocks?
Yeah.
The Dow's down over... How's oh, Dow's been up 250 points today.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go,
it's
listeners.
It's a good day.
It is a good day.
Let's check. This is our favorite thing to do. How many listeners do we have right now?
Well, this is deceptive because this is only like the amount of listeners we have on...
How many listeners do we have?
We have a whole 8 listeners.
8 listeners.
I wish I could name guys them. I wish they had like names up. Like,
my dad listened for a second. He said that's all he could listen to.
Yikes.
Yikes.
That's beautiful.
And I also got a text, this is weird.
From your dad?
No. From anonymous hippo.
Okay.
Well, whoever that is, we're gonna come to where you are after this.
Yeah, the whole this is weird thing. I don't see you talking on a radio show about absolute nonsense, and therefore I think you've got life a little bit better than us, honestly. I think you're the one winning in this situation.
Yeah, I honestly I've got not a lot of brain cells right now, you know.
Charlie, you had a good night last
night. You're in a weird week, night. Charlie.
Yeah, what?
He's in like a strange.
He's got the laundry in the back of his car.
Oh, someone's saying hello.
Yeah, I think they're listening.
Yeah, they're listening.
Someone just honked as they were driving by. One of our favorite listeners. This looks like he's a truck driver.
I actually have a question for you, Rune.
Uh-huh.
By request, by someone who does not want to be named.
Anonymous Hippo.
How were you named Rune and why? We'd like the story behind your name.
Mm-hmm.
As elaborate as it.
So, this is as elaborate as I know. Because I was actually raised by wolves, so the English to wolf sense. Language is very, very.
I thought so.
It's very hard to understand what exactly they were trying to say to me. But from what I could understand, my mother. It started with my father. My dad wanted to name me Bam, really bad.
What?
Bam, like Bam Kirby.
And I'm.
Oh my God, that'd be. Horrible.
Bam. I guess there was like some quarterback that was Bam. Or Boomer or something. No. Then my mom was like, no. And then my mom was like, how about Rune? And my mom was like, really? Like, or
it's
my
like
dad was like,
Rune.
Really? Like, we're not going to do Bam, but you're fired up about Rune. And it was just like, we're like kind of a Scandinavian family. So it's like a Scandinavian name.
Okay.
And yeah, but I happen to have like just the most Scandinavian name out of everyone in my family. My sisters are Kate and Kennedy, and I'm Rune. So, I mean, it's really out there, but...
What's your mom's
Kate
name?
Kate and Kennedy?
They Elizabeth.
Whole thing.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Richard.
Oh, my God.
But he's not really on the Scandinavian side. It's like my mom's side.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Things just got interesting.
Yeah, I think they're like, this one's going to be a weird one. no chance to give this one a normal name. But it's actually incredible. Like, when I introduce myself, I don't think once in my life have I just said my name once. My go-to is like Rune, and instead of them asking like what, I go like moon but with an R, and they're like, oh, I get it now.
Dude, this must just be the worst radio.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, everyone who's listening. This is getting really boring.
I mean, I was pretty interested, honestly. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
No one else did. Just you.
I actually have a story about when I learned that my name probably isn't cool. So, like, I was getting my hair cut. Sports clips, and this was like back in the day when like I didn't have a car and my mom drove me. I like signed my name to like sign up for the haircut or whatever, and the lady goes, Rune. I'm like, yeah, that's me. I walk over there and she's like, who named you Rune? And I'm like, like kind of oblivious. So I was like, my mom's back there, she named me Rune. My mom was like pissed at this woman, and I was like, maybe I got a weird name. That was like the first time I ever like, wow, like, I don't think anyone has a name like mine. And thanks to that haircut lady at Sports Clips.
And it's all been downhill from there.
Yeah, I've been trying to change my name. Let's talk about nicknames. Do you guys have, I think nicknames are interesting.
We gotta stop talking about names.
Yeah, why? We can. Also, quick shout out to Cam and his family. They requested that.
Okay. Cam and his family. I don't know Cam or his family, but I just want to say, yeah, absolutely shout out for listening to this.
They're listening.
I know it's not easy.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is right really a tough time. One.
So let's get down to what we usually talk about, exes.
Which is your mom.
No,
we'll get to that segment a little bit later.
That's at 10:15, right?
Yeah.
That's in 1 minute.
Oh, no, the mother thing?
Yeah.
No.
We finish with that.
Yeah, we usually finish with that.
It usually kills all the momentum.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like, there's not a dry eye left in this room after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
What?
The exes?
What about them?
Is that what we're going to talk about now?
Isabella, you skated by last time without having a bad ex story, and I think me and Rune laid it all out there.
Because I don't really have a bad ex story. I have, like...
Do you have, like, a funny story of, like, when you first started dating? Like an awkward moment or anything like that?
I mean, like...
Oh, that means something.
They're all just, like, dumb and just me being, like, kind of mean.
No, that's perfect. That's actually, like, that's just what we're looking for. Yeah.
No, Isabella's not always mean. One time she brought me peanut butter.
Yeah, that's true.
And I treasured
that
moment forever. That was the nicest thing she's done.
That's the nicest thing
really.
She's done?
No,
that's not the
kind of.
I hate to say this.
That's not the full story. Okay?
That was just old peanut butter she was looking to get rid of.
Yeah, you're right. No, it was the honey roasted kind.
Freshly
she wanted.
Ground.
Freshly
honey roasted
ground.
From Whole Foods.
She pressed the button at Whole Foods.
I took
and
a trip.
It swirled out.
And a chocolate bar.
And a chocolate bar, which I haven't eaten. But
because
she's
of,
eaten.
Because of the biochem test.
Yeah. Just and, brings it back to the biochem test.
And it had a note that had a poem in it.
It did.
The peanut butter?
No.
No.
Yes, inside the peanut butter. Once I like sifted through it, I pulled out the note. I licked the peanut butter off, and then I could read it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It's actually a pretty good poem.
It's a great poem.
Can you read it word for word?
I have it.
What did it say?
It's going to keep
talking. As you're pulling it up, we can talk about this because have you girls been watching The Bachelor?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, so love letters seem to be back in. Right, with Pete and Hannah?
Love letters are in.
I feel like, did they ever go out?
Yeah,
maybe that's
out.
What I've been going wrong all along.
Maybe they just went underground. Maybe you weren't aware.
Underground. Underground letters. How do we send those?
I also heard
that reminds me.
I'm going to take it so literal. I'm like, you're going to be like trying to shove it like down. It'll get there somehow.
I actually have two poems that I could recite, but the second one I don't know if I'll recite because it's a poem I wrote for class about a bunion. But I can read
really?
This poem. Hey lady, biochem was shitty, but good thing you're pretty, lol. Don't be down in the dumps, but always remember, you're no chumps. Heart, sneaky squirrel.
No, don't expose my...
That movie. Was great. That was actually unreal. That was...
Yeah, right?
I think you have a career.
I know. I actually got published in a poem book once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have young authors when you were a kid?
I've entered a book into a... Like,
yeah, I think
whatever.
It was...
Contest.
Mm-hmm.
The angel that had no wings.
Really? That was the name of your book?
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely...
That
sounds like a real book.
Yeah. It was a real book.
So, this is a beautiful concept. Like, does this mean that, like, we are all angels?
No, it was literally God got mad at an angel, took his wings away, and threw him on the ground.
And then he just became a regular person?
I don't know. I don't... There
he got
was
stuck
a,
on
there,
Earth?
There, he went through, like, a hero's journey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he got his wings back, but I don't know, like, what, you know?
Why did he get them taken away?
I think it was just being a bat, like, just not a great guy. I don't know. I don't really remember. It was good. It was a good concept, but I think the execution lacked, and the illustrations were terrible.
You gotta believe, like, when you are an angel, like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, you do anything bad, like, what is it? The expectations of an angel is you have to be doing like absolutely good things all the time. Like you don't get to take a day off. I would imagine
you need
so.
To get the coronavirus to take the day off if you're an angel.
Take the week.
Well, I don't even think they can contract human diseases. They're on a whole different playing field.
Do they get angel diseases?
Dude, I mean, yeah, probably, right?
Oh, Anna, no.
Yeah, do you have any bad ex stories?
Not really.
Leanna can't share them because. I think Cam and family is listening.
I think they might have tuned out.
That's okay.
Tuned off? Tuned in?
Tuned out.
Tuned out.
Is Cam from around here?
He's from Vermont. Oh, he should be listening right now because we're talking about him.
No, it's fine. We're not. We can talk
he's
about
him.
He's
from Vermont, but he's in Colorado at the moment skiing.
Awesome. Did Cam go to Tufts?
Mm-hmm.
He graduate Tufts?
Yes.
Nope.
2 years
dropped
ago.
Out.
Dropped out, actually.
Well, I was just like curious if he still goes here.
Oh, no. He doesn't still go here. He's like 50.
That's awesome.
I know. He graduated in 1975.
Cam, you seem like a very successful human. We're looking for an ice rink to be donated, and we're like right around that age of 75 graduating class. I think that's right in the honey hole of like getting money from them.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but that's going to be past your time.
Oh, I'll never see an ice rink here.
Yeah.
No. Which is, I was actually, we had to do like a cartoon for my media literacy class. And I had a really sad cartoon that like, actually put everything in perspective. Where I like took a picture of the lacrosse field and the soccer field and the football field. And then I took a picture of, we have like one little tiny like box like of a shooting room with a net in it on campus. And I was just like, I didn't have any words like in the cartoon, but it was like, look at what all these other sports programs have, and we have on campus just a tiny little, like, box.
Just a box.
We're gonna.
All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty here. I'm sick and tired of it. exes, all right? It's time to share some ex stories. Me and Charlie do it every week, and it's not easy.
I'll tell you, I'll start it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as like when my first two ex-girlfriend punched me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It had a much bigger impact on me. So, like, before I'd ever kissed a girl, I think it was, like, eighth grade or something like that. I don't know. Something like that. And
what are you looking at?
I'm just making sure that you just got to speak into the mic. Yeah.
His mic isn't working. I've been listening.
We're good.
Dude, is my mic...
Okay. Yeah, speak. No, you're good. You're good.
You just ruined all my momentum. All
right, come on. Sorry.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, this girl, Courtney Ventura...
Shout out.
Exposed.
I know, he exposes everyone.
Please come back.
Courtney Ventura from Newburyport, Massachusetts. She,
what's her address?
I used to know. That's
what color are her eyes?
Thing. She was a ginger.
That's not my question.
Hazel?
Right? Hazel?
I don't know.
Not butter.
Well, she was the older, she was the older sister of someone on my team. And,
Cougar. Cougar.
And there was a hockey tournament, and so we all went to the hockey tournament, and, like, we'd play the games, and then at night we'd hang out in the hallway and just, like, whatever.
In the hallway!
Yeah. It was literally the highlight of my young life, and, there was the last night, I remember because she was getting very close, and then she was like, come, like, down the stairwell, like...
Come, Chuck. Down the stairwell.
She was like, come down the stairwell, like, there's something really cool down here, and I was like...
Oh, my God, this sounds like a horror movie.
So I went down the stairwell, right, and...
As you do.
And then I got scared and spooked because I had never kissed a girl before, and I ran away. And then we were texting after that, and she was like telling how much she liked me, but I ran away from the kiss, and I didn't know the etiquette of texting girls, so I texted her, like, and then if she didn't respond for like 30 minutes, I would text her again, and then I would text her again, like, just so bad. And then one day she texted me being like, you gotta stop, you're texting me way too much, like, and ever since then, I've been absolutely petrified to be known as that guy, so I just don't text people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So did you ever kiss her?
No.
Huh.
No.
Missed your shot.
Maybe we should set that back up.
No,
listen, Charlie's done texting people.
Yeah, he's done.
For some reason, she doesn't like me, like, at all. Like, I saw her out because she went to UNH, and I saw her out, like, a bunch, and I'd be like, oh, hey, like, I thought it was fine, I thought it was funny, but she was, like, not having it. I'm like, I was in eighth grade, like...
Some girls just, I feel like they make that decision to where, like, if it's, I mean, yeah, if it's eighth grade, that's a little different story. But, like, I was with some girl at Culver before, and everything was, we had a good, nice relationship. And then as soon as I graduated, we decided to not carry on or whatever. And then, I got, like, she, like, I, like, does not like me. And, you know, it just hurts inside. Like, what did I do? I don't know.
Dude, my ex right now goes out with her 40-year-old boss.
She's
trying to move up the
boss.
Ranks.
He graduated in 1979.
He's probably loaded.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And
people
also
can marry for love, date for love.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Of 40-year-olds.
That is actually what I would think about that all the time. To where, and there's people say there's so many people in the world, but we're expected to only, like, be in love with somebody that is, say, within like 2 years of our age range, like, both ways. Other than that, then, like, we think that we can't fall in love with.
I don't think 2 years.
I think
in college it feels a little weird,
mm-hmm,
with ages, but once you graduate, it's kind of like...
It's like 30 or 40, 35 or 45, it's like 55 or 65,
From our age.
No. Yeah, if you were to look at a 65-year-old dating a 55-year-old, you would just be like, oh, love.
Yeah, pretty normal, yeah.
That's 10 years, so think about 25 and 15.
Yeah.
Do you got your eyes on
you almost
are,
you're actually, you're actually, like, not allowed to
in
think about
4
that.
Years.
Yeah, the cops are on their way.
Dude, in 4 years, yeah, I could be thinking about the 15, but probably not. Please don't record this.
Actually,
oh, no, nobody's going to record this. It's just live.
It's just live.
You didn't really understand how this whole thing works, did you?
I'm a technology deficient.
We have a few of those.
Very technology deficient. Like, the fact that you could set up this whole thing and turn on all these microphones is really crazy to me.
Yeah, it was all done, you know,
it was
by
just
somebody.
Let's take this time to introduce what Charlie and I have planned for the spring, what we're going to do on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting, and we really want, I mean, it would be helpful having you girls be able to spread the word and also show up. That'd be huge. But on Sundays, we're thinking either by the basketball courts by South or the tennis courts, we're going to have like a music setup with a table. And instead of like us actually DJing, it's going to be me and Charlie cooking up pancakes. And
I thought it was hot dogs.
Wait.
And so it's like going to be carte blanche breakfast on Sunday. Like, just like come play tennis. Like, come listen to music and just come hang out. Like, hopefully it's nice outside. You can sit down on like a blanket because that's what people do when it's nice outside.
Perfect.
I might invest in a picnic basket.
Oh, picnic basket.
That way, like, I have it set up when me and Charlie are like taking a break from cooking pancakes, and me and Charlie sit out on a little blanket with a picnic basket, cut little pieces of cheese, and everyone's like, wow, like these guys really.
They know class.
They're cultured. They're cultured. Meanwhile, it's not cheese. We don't know what it is, but it's something different. It's something just to deceive somebody, you know? Just because that's the whole point of carte blanche is it's anything goes, and you can't let everyone in. On everything, all the time.
Have you guys heard about the cheese at 165?
No.
What is it? I've seen so many stories of this.
Talk about the cheese at 165.
Oh, it's like the cheese touch at, you know, remember that book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid? That the cheese that was there, like, on the playground forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened was, at some point this year, cheese was... Like early, but like I think maybe it might have been over the summer.
Yeah, we put a date on it, but it was there even before that.
Yeah,
date.
So someone threw a piece of American like craft cheese at the wall, and it just stuck. And like
it
hasn't fallen off yet. And so like, what was it like?
I think
September.
The date is
9/3.
I want to say 9/3. Yep.
So it's like we wrote like cheese 9/3/19, and it like hasn't changed the color, it hasn't done anything, and so we framed it, and so it's still on the wall, right?
It is actually part of the house now, and I just have an awful feeling that at some point
someone's gonna eat it,
someone's gonna do something really awful and be like, I'm gonna do it, and everybody's like, if you ate that thing now, I think like...
No, you'd be fine.
I really do think you'd be fine.
Kraft cheese lasts for years.
Like, the sodium... sodium that preserves food?
Sodium does preserve food, but it's not even made out of like real food.
It looks like straight
plastic. It is
plastic.
It's like made out of chemicals. Mm-hmm.
My dogs love that cheese. Oh, they go crazy.
I can't be good
over
for them.
It's kind of... Did you ever see Wallace and Gromit?
Yes, yeah. I love Wallace and Gromit.
When they go to the moon and he's like, cheese, and he's cutting pieces of the moon. I always wanted to do that so bad.
To the moon?
Actually, yeah, because I wanted to be an astronaut when I was little.
Of course.
Mostly I just wanted to see if it was cheese and if you could just like cut slices
of the moon. Do you think that if the moon was cheese, it would be gone already? Because I think so. I think we would have monopolized that shit. And everyone would just be like, moon cheese, and then they'd sell it. Am I allowed to curse? No.
No.
You're fine, though.
I would have monopolized that, and I would have sold the cheese, and then there'd be no moon.
Yeah, I think...
Then we would have went out of orbit, and you would have been...
I know. It
would have
been really bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the hard way, though.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta do it.
I've learned the hard way a few times.
You always want to go into that?
You always say these things, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So seriously though, let's talk about brass tacks.
What?
Let's get down to it.
Okay.
What are your guys' big plans for the spring?
Oh God.
Well, Leon has some big plans, it sounds like.
Wait, are you talking about spring break?
Sure, you can do whatever you want. Just like, what are you looking forward to this spring?
I'm looking forward to it to be warm, and I'm going on a ski trip in April.
Two very contradicting things.
Yeah, I know. But we're going to do it in April, and we're going to just gonna see how it goes. We'll barbecue outside, but also ski. Should be fun.
I need to speak it in like a little more.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
That was very sensual.
There's something sad about, I think, how calendar years go, to where it's like a lot of times I'm always just looking forward to... Like something else. And then the year's gone like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've only been here. I mean, last year was my first year here, but now that I have 1 year under my belt and I know what to expect in the spring, I feel like all hockey season I was just looking forward to the spring, and then hockey season was over, and now it's here. But like, I still want to like look forward to something. And then
summer.
Yeah.
Looking forward to things helps people get through tough times.
But it also, like, sometimes you just need to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is hard to do. Which Carte Blanche Breakfast will help you do on Sundays. Just come out.
Yeah.
Get a study break. Maybe even study on the lawn.
Where is it going to be held?
I thought it was the tennis courts.
We're thinking either by the tennis courts or by the south basketball courts.
Oh, really?
I kind of like the tennis court idea because they have that big green space.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice.
We need to get a grill.
Yeah. I have a grill. I'll lend it to you guys.
I'm confused. Are you guys doing hot dogs or pancakes? Both. You are on such different pages.
I think half of the grill is going to be... We're going to switch.
I say we do pigs in a blanket at that point. Like, I'll make the pancakes. You roll them up. Roll hot dogs in the blanket.
Yeah.
You roll them up?
I absolutely hate hot dogs.
Why?
I love them.
I would throw up.
Why do you hate hot dogs?
I just like the idea of them makes me so...
I like mustard on them. They're so good.
Well, I think it was because when I was little, I had a lot of hot dogs, and you know what I put on them?
What?
Mayonnaise.
I think we have different now. We can't be friends anymore.
I now hate mayonnaise, and I hate hot dogs. Can't eat either of them.
Because mayonnaise is just, like, weird looking.
I don't know. As a child, like, someone should have, like, watched me more, but... As one of four, no one cared.
No one cared that you just ate mayonnaise and hot dogs.
Yeah, just did some whack.
Isn't it? I love thinking about being a little kid again, because your parents literally let you on the loose, and you're so curious. Like the things that you did, and like things that you like looked at. It was amazing time of your life.
Oh yeah.
Where to now, like you have like the been there, done that. Like A to B. You're walking somewhere, and you're thinking about something else. But when you were a kid, you're like. Your element of awe in your life made your life just so sweet. Like, yeah. I remember being able to, like, go out to the... I feel like it's like a dog. Like, when you take a dog on the walk, he acts like he's never seen that, like, walk before. And he's like, oh, I get to go on a walk. I remember being ready for recess. Like, when there was, like, 5 minutes left to go in class, I would be like, what am I going to do? Like, I'd have, like, a panic attack of what I could go do out on the playground.
I got fired up there.
I lost your train of thought right there.
I got it.
You'd have a panic attack.
There's so many things to do that he was
He's just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I thought this was a positive thing, and then you just went
and
off.
And then you're like,
it was
time.
Like, have you ever been like so anxious with just like you have so many great options? Like dude, I haven't had that feeling in a long time.
I haven't
time.
Had that feeling in a while, but I know. Sometimes I get that feeling when I'm in an ice cream store and it's like, there are so many flavors.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be awesome if life was all about that?
I hate being in an ice cream store and just looking at all the flavors and being like, there's no way I can decide.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just turn around and walk out because I can't pick.
Then they think that we're giving, like, bad service.
Yeah, or, like, I, like, try like, five different flavors and then I'm like, I don't know, and I leave and they just think I'm, like...
just trying to get free ice cream.
Yeah.
Are you a type of person then that like doesn't just stick with one flavor? Like you usually get like half and half?
I do. Yeah, I have to get half and half.
This place in France, Chuck knows about it. This had like
I'll be going there.
Three different.
Where are you going?
You're doing the Tower War thing? Mm-hmm. Oh, you told me that.
With who?
We'll go to this place. What was it called? It has a yellow awning.
Okay.
It was like wasn't it right next to that like club where we went in and it was just us?
No, it was not near that.
I thought that was on the same street. Do you remember that? We went into a club one night in Annecy, uh-huh. And it was literally me, Isabella, Jacqueline, Brendo,
Joey,
Max, and like two or three other girls, and that's it. And it was like midnight.
Wait, it was who were the other girls? I don't even remember that.
They were the girls who worked at base camp.
Oh yeah, yeah. Midnight. No one in the club. Lots of bowls of candy though, which was weird. Like unwrapped gummies.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have stayed. That sounds awesome.
I mean, I was eating it. I guess you didn't find them, but they were everywhere.
I think I just went like right to the dance floor.
Yeah. Well, we did go to the dance floor. I have a great video of just the four of us. Absolutely no one else. The music wasn't good.
Is it because that like people go to the clubs later?
I think that just wasn't a popular club. Was that the night we went to the Poplage Club.
Poplage. Wow. Oh, Glacier is out.
Wow.
That's what's going on.
How do you remember?
The name. You said Poplage and the name just popped. Okay.
Poplage.
I don't know. Was it the same night?
I don't know. I feel like you guys didn't go out.
We did. As often. We went to Beer O'Clock a lot and just
hung out.
Drank that one beer that we liked.
Yeah.
It was like red something.
Yeah.
I'm excited to head over there. We got me, Cal, and Angus right now, which will be a good
one. Angus? What year is he?
He's a sophomore. We're all sophomores. Yeah.
I thought he was a senior.
I mean, I can see why where you get that confused.
But has he been here for so long?
No.
Oh my God. Angus, if you're listening, I am flabbergasted.
Angus, have you been hanging around longer than you tell me that you have?
Yeah.
Has he been hanging in the mud with us?
We have a theory that Jeff Martin was actually like, he's been on this earth for years and years and
for
years,
so
has
long.
Never aged, but like, I mean, we feel bad for him because, like, it's like the book Tuck Everlasting. You ever read that book?
Stuck in One Age.
It's like you think it's awesome, but you got to let go of so many people in your life all the time.
Yeah.
So poor Jeff. Jeff, if you're listening out there, just know we're on to you.
We're with you.
Okay? No, we're not with him.
We're on
to
you.
And that magic potion that you're hiding from all of us?
We want
some. I'm going to find it.
I'm not happy with Jeff.
Why not?
The shenanigans he pulled Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Oh, okay.
You can tell about the shenanigans. You can tell about the situation.
Ah, it's a bad situation. So
they were all at this club called
We were at the club called the Grand. Yes, and
Isabel and I watched a movie and said we were gonna go.
Oh yeah, I asked you to come, but you didn't come, right?
You didn't ask me to come.
Who did I ask to come?
I don't know, man.
Who the hell was I talking to?
Maybe it's that the other Isabella.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but you keep telling me.
I haven't told this story since the first time I met you.
Okay. Go, tell the story.
So, we were at the pub, coincidentally, and...
The pub?
Well, no, we weren't at the pub. I thought we were at the pub. And some girl comes up to me, and she was like, I'm Isabella. And I hadn't met Isabella yet.
Uh-huh.
Some girl comes up to me, is like, I'm Isabella. I'm like, okay, like... Nice to meet you, I'm Charlie. And then she like, give me your phone. I gave her my phone, she put her number in it. And the next day.
She sounds like a baller.
Yeah, I'm Isabella, not even hi.
Yeah.
Give me your phone.
Yeah, no, she wore the pants to that like 30-second relationship. then like the next day.
Just speaking into it a little bit more.
And then the next day, I think Gordo, one of our other friends, was like, well, Isabella, like, you gave Charlie your number? Like, what? And
I got a text from Gordo. I think it was Gordo. And he was like, why'd you give Chuck your number? And I was like, I didn't. He was like, yeah, you did. And I was like, no, I didn't. But why didn't you guys just check the number?
Well, I didn't have your number at that point.
Well, Gordo did.
It was in your phone, Isabella.
You had, like, whatever the girl's number.
You cross-referenced
it. You could have just cross-referenced. Like, it wasn't my number.
And
it also wasn't me. Like, what did this girl look like?
She looked nothing like me. It is scary.
Why didn't you just look at a picture of me and be like, yeah, that was
I think this girl's still on campus, like, trying to catfish everybody. Thinking that...
I think so.
She's Isabella
I think,
one night,
I
Liana
think
the
that
next.
Chuck asked this girl to come to the Grand instead of me.
She's probably like, wow, I made quite the impression on that guy.
One interaction and a spur of random text.
Like 2 years later and he still invites me every Saturday to something. Can this guy just not get the hint?
Do you have two Isabellas in your phone?
Probably.
And you keep texting this other girl.
He definitely has made some mistakes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I've made some mistakes.
That's a lot of
stuff. So what happened with Jeff? We didn't get the story.
I'm like, I need to rack my brain about what I texted.
Do you want me to try to tell it without naming any names?
No, you can name names. I don't care.
Okay. I just don't know. So we went to the Grand, and we had a good group. It was like Corey's buddies, me, Charlie, some hockey players from UMass Boston. Am I missing anybody at this time?
Maddie.
My friend Maddie from BU. She was on the show last week.
My friend
week.
Danielle. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Danielle, Megan, and Lenny.
Yeah. Those girls were there. Those girls were fun. And then maybe at like 1 in the morning. No, not 1.
12:30.
Jeff shows up. We love Jeff and Chad, and so we're happy to see him. But then this girl that Charlie was talking to is with them. And
oh, no. You can just say it. My ex.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie's ex. Which one? The one who punched you?
No.
A different one.
She is really nice. Like, I mean, I have nothing against her at all. She's super nice. She just happens to be showing up wherever we are lately. which I know it's not tough for me at all because like I'm friendly and so is like everyone else there, but it's tough for Charlie just because I don't know, when you're vibing or whatever. I mean, it's tough if an ex shows up, you know.
No, that's
understanding,
tough.
Right?
Well, yeah, that is understandable.
The whole thing that happened was one of our friends was there, and I hadn't seen this girl in a while, so I was talking to her, and I could just feel like eyes like staring at me, and like you know,
I could feel them.
Oh, I hate that feeling. When you know someone's watching you. You know,
sometimes I feel that at night when I'm alone in bed, and I'm like. Who's there? Right.
That's you should be a little bit more concerned about that
that's
one.
That's paranoid.
It's just paranoid.
You need to call somebody about that.
No, it's just my TV. I just feel the people on it.
Someone's watching from
you
inside
feel the
TV.
People on
I feel
TV.
The people on the TV. No, I don't. Okay, keep going.
And you know like the club lights? Like how they like the like strobe lights? And you like can like... You see things in like 3 second spans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so every 3 seconds it would be like... She was X amount of feet away from me. She was
oh my god oh another no! horror movie like, all your ex stories are like horror stories.
Maybe he just replays them in his head as horror stories.
I also think
I'm beginning to think maybe it's me.
You know, I think we came to that conclusion last time that the common denominator is you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
so
you never
what
admit that.
Well, so she was like getting closer and closer. And I was like, no, I'm just like feeling myself, like whatever. I'm paranoid, and then I feel someone grab my elbow and like yank me off the table, and she was like, we need to talk. I'm like, really?
At the club?
Really? Right now? Like I'm in no.
You
position.
You can barely even hear in there.
Yeah. I'm in no position to like sign language right now. Nevertheless, talk. Like this is absurd.
That'd be kind of sick though if you knew.
You
sign
pull
language
that card
in the club and you were
to
just,
like listen. Like we haven't talked. In so long that like I have learned sign language. Like I think it's time for you to know this doesn't work. I wish all our listeners could see I was trying sign language.
That we are over.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Chuck. Keep going.
Well, yeah, no. She grabbed me, took me out of a conversation I was having. Like basically took me out of the club and like tried to like
have a talk. Get back in.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm still wearing my wristband.
Oh, okay.
For,
nice.
For this upcoming weekend. she just like. Drag her out of the club and like wanted to have a talk, and I'm just like, why is it like this is not what I need to do right now. I was just trying to feel the music, you know.
She tries to have those talks quite often.
It seems like every time we go to a bar he wants to have a talk about us.
I feel like the club is just the worst place to have that talk.
Yeah.
Isabella, when we went out in Boston, she tried to have a talk that night.
I was
night
just
too.
Gonna say, I was just
I remember
say,
that night.
And then I was like, were talking to us. Cool. I like turn around and you're gone. I get a snap. It's like you've left.
Oh, like, did you leave the line? I thought you were inside. He was inside.
Yeah,
no,
you said you got kicked out, but I was like, nope, no. That girl just showed up.
No, I think I was embarrassed because I like didn't want, like I didn't know that you guys saw that happen or knew that happened.
Everyone saw it happen, man.
Oh, that's...
It was right there.
No, not everyone, don't worry.
It wasn't everyone. It was just me and Isabella.
Yeah.
This talk thing?
Yeah, no, the first, like... I went out with like the basketball team with that into what was it like Bell and Hand or something?
West End Johnny's.
West End Johnny's.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good place.
So we were like talking on the dance floor and like grooving, and then I got the shoulder tap. Like,
yeah,
we gotta go. We gotta talk.
You know, I could feel her eyes on me, and I was like, you know what? I need to get out of here for a second.
I backed down.
Like, why is Isabella acting so weird? What did I do?
It's like I'm gonna go.
You know what this does make me realize though, Chuck. And what? It's going to help us transition to our next segment is you got to think one of these days, those eyes that you feel on you aren't going to be her. You know who they're going to be?
Me.
Well, you too, maybe, but I'm thinking it might be your mother. And I think this is where we switch into our segment. And Chai, I want you to just spill a little bit of what you got going on in your heart.
Well, Ma, this is the first time where I've reached out to you and kind of get why you haven't called me back after my shenanigans last night. I don't know if it was you who gave me these jeans or Dad who gave me these jeans, but
they don't fit.
They don't fit. And look,
didn't ask.
That was one time,
what?
Mother. One time I put anthrax in your coconut butter. It's time to get over it, okay?
Could I say?
But seriously, Mother, I'm in serious debt. And more importantly, I miss you.
Far away.
I love you. And I need you back in my life, Ma.
Egypt.
Cheryl, listen, this is not. I'm starting to tear up right now, and that only happens every Wednesday when the segment is airing. And I just can't stand it. Your boy has been here for 2 months now, and he hasn't been to class. He hasn't been able to think straight. He's wandering the streets of Boston, which I know is not where you live. That's what I've been trying to tell him all along. You're looking in the wrong places.
But don't let him.
He's been.
No
oh my
meals.
Gosh.
No solid food.
It's so true. He's only been eating candy, Cheryl.
And I'm pretty sure I ordered 3 cartons of cigarettes on Amazon Prime last night. That can't be good for anybody.
Well, that's a confession right there. Yeah.
That's a different problem, Cheryl, but we'll deal
with that. Was it on her Amazon Prime account?
Yeah, look, I hacked her Amazon Prime account. Whatever.
Cheryl, we just want you back.
Yeah, we just need you back, Mom. One of these days, you're going to be listening.
And when that happens, all this can be done and over with. But until then, let's do this again next week. This is fun. All right, that was good. That was one of the better ones. I might send that to her this time.
You haven't been sending these to her?
No, Charlie. Some of the things that you admit to her, there's no way she comes back.
Yeah, try to blank out the anthrax.
Yeah, no, I think that one was good that you told her in case that's still around the house somehow and she forgot about it. That's why I think we do need
to
have
it. Did you say in the peanut butter?
Coconut butter. Coconut
so she's
butter.
Just going to throw out all the coconut butter now.
Wait, and that's expensive.
Coconut butter.
You don't know what coconut
it's
butter is?
It's coconut oil. It's like the, I put it in my
coconut
coffee.
Coconut oil?
You also put it on your body when you get
sunburn, I think.
I put it in my coffee.
It's great for your skin.
Okay. She just started doing that like a day ago.
No, I didn't. My mom does it every week.
Yeah, and you bought it a day ago.
I bought it a week ago. A day ago, excuse me. But my mom has been doing it for so long. Shout out to Carol with the softest skin. Because of the coconut oil.
What's her Instagram?
At beautiful Carol all over the world.
Follow
her.
No, it's not.
Beautiful Carol all over the world. She's making everyone follow her. Just go follow her. She won't accept you for a really long time because she doesn't know how to accept friend
requests.
Because
she's just traveling all the time.
But she'll get back to it.
She's all over the world.
No, she hasn't traveled anywhere yet.
I actually, my mom made an Instagram and I recently posted a picture and I was like, I'll just tag her, whatever. Totally glad she was private. She was not private.
Oh, yeah.
She has.
I showed you that she was a
hilarious selfie.
Where she tags all of her children.
Yeah, she tags. She put a picture of herself wearing these pink sunglasses.
Do you think we're going to get through the phase to where, like, our kids look at it, like, the way we take pictures? Like, I love when my parents send selfies in our family group chat, and I just think, wow, like, they just don't get it. Are we going to get to that point where, like, we're starting to, like, our kids are going to have, like, ways that they take pictures and stuff
it's
like that?
It's already happened to me. TikToking. I don't know how to TikTok.
It's going to be, like, a different thing, though. Like,
yeah, it's not going to be anything we know right now.
Like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something with robots. That's a good guess.
Want to hear a funny story about robots?
Sure.
Yeah.
So in high school, I had an English class. Me and my buddy were in the same class, but my section met, like, right before his. And so we had to read The Great Gatsby for the class.
Great book.
And we had to watch the movie, too, like, over the weekend. And, the first question that the teacher asks is, what's one of the big differences between the movie and the book? And I told my friend that this was the first question that she asked, and she was like, and then he was like, okay, what's the answer? Because he just watched the movie. And I was like, well, there's robots in the book. He's like, no, there's not. I'm like, dude, there's a robot everywhere in the book. And so his hand shot up, and he was like the first to answer the question. And the teacher was like, yeah, like, his name's Vinny. He's like, yeah, Vinny, like, what's your answer? And he's like, robots. He's like, what? He's like, robots in the book. She's like, we should meet after class.
You didn't read the right book.
Yeah. My favorite class I ever took at Tufts was creative writing.
I'm in that right now.
Really?
With Charlie over here.
Yeah.
Ross and Cooper.
I was
I actually heard that was a really fun
squad.
Class.
It was interesting.
It was I don't know. I think it would have been more fun if like we had more people in the class, because you have to read like these other kids' stories, and
some people's were dark.
Yeah, some people's were dark, and some people's were just like, I mean, I'm not saying mine were like anything to like pick your nose at or whatever, but
pick your nose at.
No, that's well said. That's commonly said around here.
Yeah. I don't know, that's not anything to pick your nose at,
but when you say it though, you got like, if they like wince or like what, you're just like,
what?
Wow, like, you've never heard that, huh?
But like,
wait, that's not a thing.
What if someone actually just started like picking their nose, like, yeah, in excitement?
No, I say we bring back picking your nose. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Did it leave? Did people stop? Or did
Isabella,
people stop doing
Isabella,
it in public?
Isabella, that's one of the things that truly went underground.
Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. You're just in the bathroom.
Yeah. We thought love letters went underground. Nose picking did
nose
first.
Picking.
Nose picking.
Love letters are coming back. Maybe people will put boogers on it.
I say, oh, no. Yeah, no, that's really nice.
That's warm, true.
Potty talk never, never gets less funny.
Sorry about my booger.
Just a little arrow, like with
it's
the cheese
stuck
on the wall.
Yeah,
it's stuck. 2020.
Now every time I see any of you guys out and you like leave for 5 minutes, I'm like, I know what they're doing.
I know what they're doing. We'll come back with a love letter.
Maybe you guys should try to bring it above ground. Just start,
next time.
Just start walking around campus.
That's like the new wave. Like, it's like, what's up, dog?
We just have our whole fist up our nose.
Oh, God.
I say, for the next time that you guys come on, everyone has to try to write a love letter to somebody.
Yes.
Very easy, very nice for you. You have Cam, right?
Oh, but I thought it was someone in this room.
I think
room.
We should switch.
Like, switch love letters here. Like,
that would be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
So then I'll write one of you guys one, and Isabel.
Or we can pick like a random person.
We can do out of a hat and just read our love letter
and hope.
Oh, let's do that. Yes. Oh wait, random person or pick out of a hat and do one of the.
Wait, they had an idea.
Wait, no, I liked not picking like a person that you actually. Well, I was thinking you don't pick a person you actually love.
Yeah.
Some random person.
A random person.
Yeah.
Try to make their
write
day.
Them a love letter and then really just hope they listen
to
this podcast.
You really put on the theatrics, like you start crying like a little bit, and then you're just like, listen, like I tried to give this to the love of my life, but like I think you probably have all these same qualities, and then you give it to them and there's just an absurd list of like weird things on there.
It's just when you from the grocery
I miss story. When we would pick our nose together.
I miss that time we went up to the cabin and we had a beautiful vacation together.
What are you
They're like
talking?
I don't know.
I don't remember that happening. I do remember blacking
you weren't
out for
a
weekend.
For it.
Oh my God. I have pictures. You were there.
You were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You close your eyes and everyone, but the flash was bright.
The flash was bright.
My family loved you.
They said you're real quiet, but.
So love letter segment next, because the
love
Bachelor
letter.
They're really just pulling the love letter thing.
Yep. No, and I
but
get
it's
it.
Bad. They're bad love letters,
right? They're like
they're really bad as well. You
I don't
read
get
them.
The appeal of the Bachelor. I don't like. Understand.
I think it's just so frustrating.
Funny. I've never watched it either.
No, you have to look at it as like a comedy,
mm-hmm.
But it's not even funny. Like it's so fake that it's not even funny.
No, yeah. I think it surpasses that point of it's just like so unbelievable to where you're just like, this guy just doesn't get it. Like, this girl's nuts. This girl's 22 years old writing love letters thinking that she can marry this guy next week? She's silly.
I just think the whole concept of The Bachelor is nuts.
Yeah.
Or The Bachelorette, like, dating how many people is it?
Like 30 women.
30 mm-hmm. women or 30 men. Guys at the same like at the same time.
And they just like live together.
They all live together.
Like, oh yeah, I just went on the same date.
What
same
I don't guy. Understand is the competitions that they put them through. It's like, do you want the girl of your dreams to like bike the fastest across the pond?
Yeah, it's all what you're looking what for.
Do.
Like
that's
honestly,
what they do, and then the winner gets a date.
But that's the thing is, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to give him the rose. Like, maybe you win one of those
yeah,
things,
right.
saying, like, I'm trying to win his heart. And he's like, this is the one where, like, if she actually wins this one, she's out.
Yeah, maybe.
She's like, I can't.
She can bike across a pond.
Bike across the pond? Mm-mm.
We should do our own version of The Bachelor.
I was thinking that. It would be sweet if,
I
like...
I think we should do it.
Think of Cal, Angus, Scarta. Like, put them all... Myself, you, Corey. Put us in a house for, like, 6 weeks during the summer.
Some give you poor one girl.
Some poor girl.
You have to pick it, like pick this girl.
The problem is the girl. You guys would not pay attention to her at all.
No, that's what we were thinking. Someone would get like the one-on-one date and be like, "Ruin." I'd be like, "Ah!" Like we were gonna watch the football game tonight with everybody.
You can just knock up. She shows up for the date. You're like, "Nah, I'm gonna skip this one out."
Yeah, everyone like your name doesn't get called. Like they're like group date. Everyone's like, "No. I want to stay." Yeah. All right. So, So let's set this up. Maybe the end of summer or a spring weekend.
If you guys,
really idealize
like,
spring.
It? How are you going to get it out to the audience? Or maybe you invite people to come into the house
live
and see what's happening.
Which house?
Whatever house you.
It's like a viewing, a live viewing, like
live viewing of the
of what happens in your house.
See, that wouldn't be the opposite of The Bachelor, to just scare everyone away.
I think what would make more money, though, is make a museum out of that piece of cheese.
A museum?
Oh, yeah, like it's going to be worth millions at some point. Like the banana at...
Exactly. Yeah, that banana peel on the wall picture.
What was it called?
It's your cheese picture.
Art Basil. Yeah. Basil. Nice.
Do we need to do a thing?
Oh, yeah, we do.
PSA?
I'd say we... Have Liana do it.
Yeah, Liana can do the honors.
Liana, can you read?
Barely.
You're perfect. This
I'll
one looks.
I honestly, the other day was reading out loud for a class, and I got to this word, and I was like, what's this word? Like, I've never seen this before. And this girl looks over, and she was like, fuchsia? And I was like, what?
I wouldn't have known that one.
It has like a CH in it. That makes sense, but I don't get it.
So we just need you to read one of those. You can read that first short one, honestly, if you want.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never ever think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. That was awesome and educational. We just want to let you know that this is Carte Blanche Breakfast, and we've had two awesome guests. It was great just being able to talk with you girls.
Do you guys have anything to promote?
Venmos. I mean, you can Venmo me.
Yeah, that's what.
I'm currently
on a dashboard
looking for prank ideas.
Oh,
so
yes.
If anyone has some,
we're gonna hand everyone at Tufts' pants 2 inches short.
That's right.
Everybody.
And 2 inches thinner.
So you're gonna think you gained weight, but you got taller.
It's a social experiment.
We're gonna get to the
psychological study. All right, should we sign out with our little tune?
We can't sign out quite yet. We'll transition here in a second.
We're going to
talk about something for like a minute.
You want to transition over?
You ready to go now?
Yeah, if you guys
are
want.
Are we?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, you guys going to play some music here?
Yeah.
Yes. So, this is what people do.
Sign it out.
Yeah, no, Charlie, you're doing great here.
I thought you guys were doing the song to sign us out.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of it?
Carte Blanche Breakfast. Please
that was
join
beautiful.
In next time.
You guys were just not on the same page at all, and that's what made it beautiful.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. So
I said, that's
going to
disappear, so I hit it up on the
plate. That's awesome. I appreciate you.
How you doing?
You guys did great.
who's the hot dogs and mayonnaise?
Isabella's
hot dogs and mayonnaise.
That's great.
I was gonna give you a wisecrack on that one. Say, I'm not feeling good, Ron. What's the matter? I ate hot dogs and mayonnaise. And I said,
Is
it still on?
Send me that link. I'll write down your email because I couldn't read your writing.
Oh,
okay. That's why I would have. So I told, what's her name, to Ron, do your profile?
Yeah.
Oops, I'm sorry. take your time, you okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's good.
So do your profile. Get your, we
why don't we get into a song and we can take care of all the business behind okay, the so scenes.
Have a song ready to go at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Pull those mic channels down.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, so we're just in silence right now?
The other